I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, in case I don't talk to you later. But be careful. Tonight is what's known as Blackout Wednesday. More people consume more alcohol tonight and getting behind the wheel of a car than any other time in the year. So be careful and have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow. Now we're going to do something different. I'm going to give you the choice of the topics to speak about. Two topics. One is faith. One is forgiveness. And I'm not going to be long because everything is on this card right here. So, show of hands. Before I say that, one deals with celebrities and one deals with me. So, I'm not going to tell you which. Show of hands. Who wants to hear about faith? Okay. Who wants to hear about forgiveness? Forgiveness wins. Some of you voted twice, though. All right. For forgiveness is the topic. I want you to imagine yourself in a time machine. But like I said, this happens to be the topic that deals with me. August 1980. I had a brand new car, 240Z. And those of you who know cars know that that car could cook the road. I mean, the speedometer is calibrated up to 200. Not that I went that fast, but I got close. Anyway, I'm driving down the interstate, 75, going back to Tallahassee, Florida State, which at this point I'd brag about their football team, but I'm not going to. And I'm listening to music. I got the T-tops off and windows rolled up and just cruising down the road, zooming. I look in the rearview mirror and I see these blue lights in the distance. Now, for about 3 seconds, I thought, you know, I got plenty of go left in the gas pedal. I could leave this guy. But then my mature mind took over and said, no, you better pull over. Because those were the days where cop shows showed all the chases and they never ended well. So I pulled over and I waited a few seconds, and then the highway patrolman pulled up behind me.
Remain in your vehicle.
Was what he said through the PA system. So I did. Got my driver's license and registration and insurance card ready. Looked in the side view mirror, a few more seconds passed. Finally, he gets out. Now, if you've ever seen the movie Smokey and the Bandit with Burt Reynolds, Jackie Gleason, and Sally Fields, they stole my memory for that movie because the man that got out of the vehicle looked just like Jackie Gleason. Big gut, big hat, big gun. He comes walking up to the car, and he says, son, do you have any idea how fast you were going? And I'm 20 years old, so I said, sir, I had no idea. I was just driving down the road listening to music. He goes, all right, turn your car off and come with me. Now, I'd been stopped by plenty of police in my youth, just telling you. But I'd never been asked to get out of the car, so I'm getting scared. I'm starting to sweat, and I had to go to the bathroom really bad, but that's another story. So I go back to his vehicle, and he says, get in. So I got in the passenger side, and let me say, if you want to keep meat frozen, put it in a highway trooper's car, because it was 40 degrees in there, if a degree. And every light and every buzzer was going. It was like I stepped into the shuttlecraft of the Starship Enterprise. And I hear this beep, 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 beep. So he looks at me and he says, you have any idea how fast you're going? I said, no, sir. So he swivels the radar around, and there's three numbers flashing in red. 137, 137, 137, 137. And then he starts yelling at me. He said, do you have any idea of what a 137-mile-an-hour vehicle will do to this interstate and someone that you hit? If you hit a rock, if you hit a dip in the road, do you have any idea of the carnage? It will be spread out over a football field. I'm going to ask you one time, son. I'm going to ask you, and if you lie to me, you're going to jail. I'm going to ask you, where are you going so fast? And this is the first time anybody ever mentioned jail to me. Like I said, I was 20 years old. And I was a good-looking 20-year-old kid, so I'd be popular in jail. But I just couldn't conceive of it. Anyway, I said, sir, I'm a student at Florida State University. I'm studying pre-med, and it's a new car, and I really did not realize I was going that fast. So he looked at me, and he said, okay. Florida State, Bowden's up there. He's a good coach. I said, yes, sir, he is. And I'm thinking, hey, we can talk football with this guy. So you're going to have a national championship one of these years? And I said, yes, sir. So he thought for a few more minutes. And he said, all right, it's your lucky day. And I go, oh, dodged a bullet. So he takes his ticket book out. He starts writing, checking off, X-ing things. And every time he hits a period, he's pushing it down. So I said, sir, what are you doing? He puts his pen down. He looks at me. He says, I'm writing you a ticket. And I said, well, I thought it was my lucky day. He says, it is. I'm not taking you to jail. I said, oh, now sit there, keep up, and shut up. I said, yes, sir. Now, like I said, I was 20 years old, so I didn't know to shut up. But he's keep writing, and he's writing. And I said, sir, how big is this ticket going to be? And he looked at me, and he smiled, and he said, the biggest I can make it. A few more minutes passes. He finally takes the ticket out of his book. He starts to hand it to me, and he says, now listen, I know this vehicle. I know your face. I don't forget faces. I got this plate. If I see you on this interstate again going 5 miles over the speed limit, I'm going to take you to jail. I said, yes, sir. Get on the right of way. Be careful. Have a nice day and get out of here. I said, yes, sir. So I drove back to Tallahassee. In my apartment that night, I looked at the ticket, studied it. Now, in those days, they had the officer's name down at the bottom of the ticket. Now, this is important. The officer's name is Kimber, K-I-M-B-E-R. And below that was the citation fine, $550. Now, that's $1,980. That's equivalent to almost $1,200 today. I ate mac and cheese for 18 days to pay that ticket. Now, get back in the time machine and come forward 20 years, 1999. Sitting on the couch in my girlfriend's home, my girlfriend who in just 6 short years would be my wife, Lynn. And I'm trying to think of things I can talk to her dad about because she had made reservations at a steak restaurant and her dad and her mom and her sister were coming to the town. We were all going to meet for the first time and go out to the restaurant. So I'm trying to think of things to say to her dad. And I said, hey, Lynn, you never told me what your dad did for a living. She goes, oh, Daddy was a highway patrolman for 30 years on the force. Do any of you know my wife's maiden name? It's Kimber, K-I-M-B-E-R. And then the memory of 20 years previously just came back, boom, like a lightning bolt. And I said, no, couldn't be. Just then the doorbell rings. I had two options. Be a linebacker and go for the door and make it out, or go out the back door and try to jump an 8-foot privacy fence. Neither was a good option. So in walks the sister. Oh, hugs, kisses. In walks the mother. Oh, hugs and kisses. And then there stands the father in the doorway. And he looked the same as he did 20 years previously. The only thing he was lacking was a hat and a gun. He looked the same. He comes in. And my hair was a little long in those days. Some of you may remember I used to have long hair here. I was kind of like that. He looks at me. And he says, you're Aaron? I said, yes, sir. He shakes my hand. He says, we ever met? I said, Mr. Kimber. And then Lynn broke in and she said, listen, reservations are in 20 minutes. Now, Lynn is a flight attendant, and she's a planner. She's an organizer. She is a social butterfly. She's never met a stranger. She goes, Mom, Deb, we'll sit in the back seat. Daddy, you sit in the front seat. Aaron, you drive, and you guys can visit. Then Mr. Kimber says, yeah, Aaron, take the interstate. Now, I tell you that story to say this. The story is about forgiveness. In August of 1980, That man, he didn't have to forgive me. And if he didn't, I would have wound up in jail. And like I said, I was a cute 20-year-old. My life would have been totally different. Wouldn't have gone to medical school. Certainly wouldn't be standing here talking about it now. But he forgave me. And forgiveness is a bridge. We ask God for forgiveness every day of our lives. And he grants it to us. He forgives us. He sometimes meets us halfway to forgive us. He goes all the way on the other side and forgives us. But he forgives us. And the important thing about forgiving, it's mentioned over 400 times in the Bible, and you're supposed to forgive 70 times 7. The important thing about forgiving is this. If you ask God for forgiveness, you got to be able to forgive yourself. And you got to be able to forgive others. And with that, we'll stand and sing. Thank you. Oh, yeah.